Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about a month-long fundraiser the school district has done to support the relief effort in Puerto Rico. This is the first part of a two-part interview.
This fundraiser that's been going on, this was started prior to your knowledge?
Yes.
And I saw the letter that was sent to parents of the Winfield Mount Union Elementary students. When did you find out about this? How did that happen?
I would have been gone from school, I believe. I think I had come down with illness when the hurricane hit, and the teachers had been asking me about how things were going, and we had had the scare before with Hurricane Irma kind of skirting just north of Puerto Rico, and so my staff was very aware that I had family there and that I was concerned about them, and so I was home ill, and I think they had a conversation while I was not in the building, and when I came back to school, which would have been the following Monday, there was a letter that had been written and for me to look over kind of on my desk, and so once I did that, I was kind of overwhelmed by what they had organized without my knowledge. And so from that point, that's when kind of the entire elementary got on board and started with the donation kind of drive. That's kind of how it started.
How did it feel to see that letter on your desk? How did it feel to know that they wanted to get involved with the relief effort?
It was very moving. I needed to spend some time kind of by myself a little bit in my office to pull myself together a little bit because I had no expectation of that happening. Not because my staff isn't thoughtful or anything like that, but I just, you know, I kind of conduct myself in a, I'm at school, anything that's going on with my family or myself is on me. It's not anybody else's responsibility to kind of deal with or address. So the fact that my staff was that thoughtful and willing to move forward with something like that was very touching. From that point, when the elementary letter was sent out, secondary heard that this was happening, and so they wanted to chip in and help out as well. So they got involved and started kind of a very similar donation collection in some various classrooms, and then that money would be filtered down through the elementary office. Then there were some businesses in the community that put up some collection buckets also. So honestly, it was a very moving experience for me to see how many people wanted to be involved or cared that deeply for the connection to the school and just the overall disaster and need for relief for Puerto Rico and the devastation there. So.
And basically what it's been is students have been bringing different amounts of change to school. First week was pennies, then nickels, dimes, and so on.
Yep.
I wonder how much money has been raised so far?
We have now raised over $2,500.
That's a pretty impressive number.
I absolutely agree. I wasn't expecting this type of a response. I've been very impressed with the willingness of people to bring contributions here to school.
When will you finish collecting the money, and where do you think you'll be donating it to?
We're in the process of doing that. I had kind of submitted a couple ideas to my teachers. I didn't want to necessarily be the one to select since I have such a kind of vested interest. So I submitted a couple ideas, and the teachers came back to me and said, honestly, we'd really like to see something that may be a little bit closer to where your family lives that we could impact those communities a little bit more. And so in that regard, I've been reaching out to a few of the schools in the city that my family lives in and seeing if we can make some type of partnership with a local school there in Puerto Rico to try and support and provide some relief for.
May I ask what city that is that your family resides in?
So San Lorenzo would be the main city, and there's like different neighborhoods in the area, and my mother and a lot of my aunts and uncles live in the community of Quemados. So that's kind of the area that we're trying to concentrate our efforts for.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about the month-long fundraiser the school district has done to support the relief effort in Puerto Rico. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.